You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. It is Monday, May 18th, 7:30 Central Time. Joining me in the studio this morning, Kip Allen. He's our journalist extraordinaire here on staff, and also the producer of World Lutheran News Digest here on Worldwide KFUO. Kip, thanks for coming in this morning. Good to have you in studio.
Well, thank you, Annie. Thanks for inviting me. Love being on the air.
It's nice to have somebody else in studio with me in the morning.
You know, because I ride the board on the weekends, so, you know, I know I'm here by myself.
Yeah, you have the early mornings. You have those early mornings on the weekends. Well, it's nice to see you on a Monday morning. This is not typically your Monday morning, though. Because you're here on the weekends, your weekend is in the middle of the week.
This is my Friday.
This is your... Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you're off Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So, well, good to have you in studio this morning. And I know that you work diligently on World Lutheran News Digest and always have a variety of stories for us. Now, this past week, and what we run on Saturday, we also rebroadcast on Wednesday afternoons at 2. And I know you had a good story this weekend as well. A revisit, actually.
Yeah, actually, it is an encore from the weekend prior to that, but I think it's an important enough thing. The director of broadcasting services for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is the Reverend, Rod Zwanitzer. Mm-hmm. And Friday is Rod's last day with us. He is retiring to a well-deserved retirement in Florida. But Rod came on board about 3 years ago, and he had a vision and worked, of course, with the management, President Harrison and others, about what the direction should be. Because KFUO was, KFUO was KFUO. We hadn't changed a lot in 90 years. And
we added online listening, live streaming. We added that.
But our programming needed, our programming really was somewhat stayed. And of course, there was a role for that. There still is. But there's a whole world out there. Mm-hmm. And Rod had this vision of changing our programming, still keeping things like the traditional church services on the weekend, but
our staples.
Yes, very much so. But there's another audience out there that we want to attract to us as well. For example, there's this one program called Faith and Family, I think. And this actually is something of a departure from what KFUO has been doing traditionally, in that we are trying to bring young families into the church, and we're trying to tell them how the church, how the faith, how the doctrine relates to them and the problems that they run into in raising a family. And it so happens that I know that you have a young son, and we won't let this out, audience, but he's really the child of the radio staff here.
The staff loves Oscar, and it's always fun to get to bring him in the studio here. And I love producing that program and hosting that program, because I get to study and discuss so many topics that are pertinent to faithful family life today. And I really enjoy being the producer and host of that program, getting to look into all those topics. But not just for young families. We also look at issues in aging as well. We have we're working on a whole week of topics in aging coming up, I believe, this summer that we'll be discussing on Faith and Family. What are some of the most interesting stories you've had a chance to follow and to cover on World Lutheran News? Things that have just been the highlight for you in terms of producing World Lutheran News?
Oh boy. That's there's been so much. It is such a rewarding program for me to put together. I'm going to have to digress just a little bit here, if you don't mind. I'm going to, as you mentioned, Andy, I am a journalist by trade.
Yeah, you've been a journalist for some time now.
Most of my life, and for about 40 years now. And that's 40 years in the business, not 40 years older. I am a professional journalist. I have a degree in journalism from Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism. And I do have various awards, Associated Press and what have you.
Shiny trophies on your desk.
That's right. I brag about those. Sin of pride.
What makes us proud to have such an accomplished journalist on staff here at Worldwide KFUO, too?
But I worked all over the country doing straight news. And part of doing straight news meant that I had to put my own feelings and belief on hold. Objectivity. You know, you can't, as Mr. Stephanopoulos is learning, you know, even the appearance of a conflict, whether it's there or not, you can't have your own personal beliefs in any way affect your reporting or even just the appearance of it. So I had to put my own beliefs and my own priorities on hold for all those years while I was covering it. The best compliments I would get would be when someone said they didn't know how I stood on an issue, or I'd get attacked from both sides claiming that I was supporting the other side, which meant I was doing something well. But now in the twilight of my career, I'm free. I can come back to my roots. I can come back to things that are important to me. And of course, mm-hmm. one of the most important things to me is the Missouri Synod. And so what I can do now is concentrate on stories that are of interest to the Lutherans, to the Missouri Synod. And there's so much going on. Andy, you mentioned what are the big stories for me? One of the big ones and most rewarding one was the relief efforts that the Synod put into the typhoon that struck the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we actually had boots on the ground there. And Eric Lunsford from our communications mm-hmm. department, the photographer, was there. And Eric is very, very free with his time in terms of sitting down and talking to me and letting know what's going on. So that was one there where we could actually talk to the people who were there, who were on the scene. Ross Johnson. Mm-hmm. Ross Johnson, who's my director.
There are a lot of people in this building to keep track of.
I know. Ross Johnson, as director of disaster services, was there too. And I talked about how people would come up to him, how he would pray with them, mm-hmm. How he could bring comfort to people who have lost homes, who have lost loved ones. And touching stories about reaching out. There was one that we did recently on a gentleman who had been raised a Muslim. In fact, he was part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Hmm. And today he's a Lutheran pastor, Missouri Synod Lutheran pastor.
Oh, yeah.
And his journey, how he went from this violent mm-hmm. past to learning the truth of the gospel mm-hmm. and the love of Jesus. And that was a wonderful, wonderful story for me to cover. These are just a few of the things that are going on. And it is so exciting mm-hmm. for me where I can actually now go after the stories I want to cover the way I want to cover them. And, you know, I'm free from that objectivity now. I am what I am. I'm a Lutheran. I'm a journalist, and now I can combine them both here.
You can be a journalist looking at stories from a Lutheran worldview, with a Lutheran worldview, with that perspective.
Correct, which I could not do before. Mm-hmm. And you know, it didn't matter what my politics were, it didn't matter how I felt about the issues, I had to put them on hold. And that's one of the reasons why I actually started to get into this business, or at least decided I had had enough of the old one, mm-hmm. is... I remember I was covering a traffic accident one day. Some young kids were killed. And I found myself praying over the bodies while I'm covering the story. And I'm saying, you know, I could no longer separate myself from the story. And that was when I knew it was time for me to maybe start thinking about something else.
Well, we are grateful to have you here and the work that you do here at Worldwide Lutheran News and Worldwide KFUO. We're really appreciative of the work and the stories that you bring to us so that we can stay in tune with what's going on, not just here in the United States, but mm-hmm. also with our brothers and sisters around the world.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things, for example, a couple of stories that I'm trying to work on right now. Can't promise they're going to be on this weekend, but these are things that are on the back burner. One of which is, of course, we had the Wittenberg dedication, mm-hmm. and a number of people from the Synod were there, so I'm trying to get them in to discuss about the opening, about the dedication. Now, that's an exciting thing. This is where it all mm-hmm. began in Wittenberg. Another thing that we're looking at was we had a terrible natural disaster in South Dakota, mm-hmm. where a tornado had a direct hit on one of our churches. It mm-hmm. was utterly destroyed.
Yeah, the photos are just...
They're stunning.
Overwhelming, yeah.
And we, again, had people up there mm-hmm. relating to them. So I'm trying to get a hold of that as well. Another thing I really, really want to get into was we had a terrible incident in Texas where some Islamic terrorists tried to storm a convention where people were having a Draw Muhammad contest. They had planned mass murder. Thank God there was an armed guard there and shot the two dead before they could create any mayhem. What bothers me about this entire incident, over and above the violence, was the reaction of so many people who should be defending the convention and what these people were doing, saying, well, you know, they, what did they expect? I mean, after all, they knew that there was going to be offensive. Well, yeah, you're going to offend somebody no matter what you do. This is why we have the First Amendment. The First Amendment has the five freedoms: speech, press, religion, assembly, petition. These are the foundations of our democracy. Without the First Amendment, we don't have a democracy. And it is non-negotiable. And so many people are saying, well, yeah, you have that right, but you shouldn't use it. Excuse me? That's a dangerous slippery slope.
So you've got some investigating to do there as well, some story to cover. Well, we're very grateful for the work that you're doing. World Lutheran News on Saturday mornings at
9:30.
9:30, and then on weekdays, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. 2:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. So 9:30 Saturdays, 2:30 Central on Wednesdays. And some other great programs coming up. Do you like to read, Kip?
Oh, I love it.
You know, we have a Concordia Publishing House coming. Elizabeth Pittman is coming over from Concordia Publishing House today to talk about a initiative that they have this summer. It's called Read Like a Lutheran. This summer, spend some time with Rascals, Reformers, and a Redeemer.
Ah, yeah, I like it.
That's what we're going to talk about today on Faith and Family. It's their summer reading initiative. Going to be, I think, a lot of fun and a great encouragement to read. Spend some time reading some classics and some great material as well. On Wednesday on Faith and Family, we're going to... Did you know that May is Foster Care Awareness Month and Mental Health Awareness Month?
No, I was unaware of that.
And something about Hamburger Month, too. But we'll focus on foster care and mental health this week on Faith and Family. We'll talk with Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri about foster care on Wednesday. And on Friday, we'll talk about mental health. And Thursday, we're going to take a look at a new program. LCMSU has a new program coming up. And so we'll talk with the Reverend Marcus Zill and Reverend Craig D'Onofrio about that coming up Thursday on Faith and Family. I know Cross Defense and Book Talk with Rod Zwanitzer have some great topics as well. Cold Case Christianity by J. Warner Wallace this afternoon on Cross Defense. And on Friday, he's going to take a look at Frederick the Wise by Sam Wellman. That's coming up on Friday at 2. And this week we have a couple of topics on his time. We're going to talk with Reverend Dan McMiller. He's the Director of Missionary Recruitment for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We'll talk with him on Wednesday. And on Friday, we'll talk with the Reverend Dr. Ed Grimmenstein. He's the Associate Executive Director of LCMS Office of International Mission. They have a new program, Mission Friends. We'll talk with him on Friday about that. So hope you can join us for all of those, listeners. And coming up in just a little bit, we've got our conversation with Dr. Bob Weiss. Stick around for more His Time. Thanks, Kip.
Anytime.
Thanks. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.